الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected, honorable, esteemed dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Marhaba, welcome once again to this silsila called Remedies for the Evil of Society. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, like the other Tuesdays as well, today in this silsila, we are going to discuss a very important issue which has become a problem in our society. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, regarding that issue and problem, I will definitely discuss after listening to the praises and to the virtues of reciting Durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Before that as well, I'm going to humbly request you once again, mashallah, like you always see on the screen, before every silsila that you watch, that we should make as many good intentions we can, because the more intentions one would make, the greater its reward would be. You can also make this intentions from amongst all the intentions you are making to watch the silsila, that you will note and jot down those points inshallah, so that you could always refer to them at a later stage inshallah, as well as it could be easy for you to convey this to others as well. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey on my behalf even if it is a single verse. So therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, let's listen to the blessings of sending the Durood and Salawat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this narration that I'm going to give you has been mentioned by a very great Sahabi Rasul, a very great Sahabi and companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is stated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He has said, I would dedicate my entire time in the recital of Durood and Salawat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, leaving aside all the other invocations and supplications, and most of my time I will recite Durood and Salawat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, it will suffice for ending all your worries. This time which you have dedicated for sending salat, reciting Durood upon me, this will suffice for all the worries of the dunya to end. And inshallah, azza wa jal, all your sins will also be forgiven. Subhanallah. This is through the barakah and through the blessings of reciting Durood and salawat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, let us listen to a few couplets in the praise of our beloved Nabi صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. In fact, a naat which has been composed by none other than Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan عليه رحمة الرحمن. تو بلکہ پڑھتے ہیں. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله عارض شمس و قمر سے بھی ہے انور اے عارض شمس و قمر سے بھی ہے انور ایڑیا عرش کی آنکھوں کے تارے ہیں وہ خوش تر ایڑیا عرش کی آنکھوں
کے تارے ہے وہ خوشتر ایڑیاں عارض شمس و قمر ایک ٹھوکر میں احد کا زلزلہ جاتا رہا ایک ٹھوکر میں احد کا زلزلہ جاتا رہا رکھتی ہے کتنا وقار اللہ اکبر ایڑیاں رکھتی ہے کتنا وقار اللہ اکبر ایڑیاں عارض شمس و قمر تاج روح القدس کے موتی جسے سجدہ کرے تاج روح القدس کے موتی جسے سجدہ کرے رکھتی ہے واللہ وہ پاکیزہ گوہر ایڑیا رکھتی ہے واللہ وہ پاکیزہ گوہر ایڑیا عارض شمس و قمر اے رضا طوفان محشر کے تلا تم سے نہ ڈر اے رضا طوفان محشر کے تلا تم سے نہ ڈر شاد ہوں ہیں کشتیے امت کو لنگر ایڑیا شاد ہوں ہیں کشتیے امت کو لنگر ایڑیا عارض شمس و قمر سے بھی ہے انگر ایڑیا عرش کی آنکھوں کے تارے ہیں وہ خوشتر ایڑیا عارض شمس و قمر
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ Respected dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. After listening to the praises of our beloved Nabi, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, the topic that we are going to be discussing for today is remedies and a way how to stop suicide in our community. Suicide is defined as self-killing and it is a grave sin. Due to many aspects in our society, due to poverty, due to marriages, due to unemployment, due to illnesses and sicknesses, people that cannot come out of these calamities, people that could not overcome their issues and problems, feel that there is only one solution to this, and that is the solution of taking their lives. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, very quickly, let us go and recite the Holy Quran. In the glorious Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal states,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً عَنْ تَرَاضٍ مِّنْكُمْ وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إن الله كان بكم رحيما ومن يفعل ذلك عدوانا وظلما فسوف نصليه نارا وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا
Let's listen to the translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, Do not unjustly take the property of one another amongst yourselves, except it be a trade by a mutual consent. And kill not yourselves. Lo, Allah Azza wa Jal is ever merciful unto you. And whoever doth that through aggression and injustice, we shall soon cast him into fire. And that is easy for Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in this verse we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered us to not take our lives by our own hands. It is something which is a haram and a grave sin. So, usually the people who are hot-tempered and excessively emotional resort to ending their lives due to mental stress and depression caused by family disputes. As I mentioned, could be debts, sicknesses, business stress, obstacles, maybe failure in marriage. All these are the reasons for people in these days and times that they say there is no other way out but to take my life. And what they do? Allahu Akbar, may Allah Azza wa Jal forbid. Then they make suicide. And this is an haram act, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. And it's sad to say, there are many articles, it is not an issue which is impossible to believe, as it's a global issue. In many countries in the world, and in the newspapers, in the television, when you would go through the news, you will understand and see how delicate these issues are. Sometimes a person, because of not earning good marks in his examination, just because of this one thing, that he did not get some distinctions. What face am I going to show my parents? What am I going to do? Allahu Akbar. Out of embarrassment, there are youngsters who have taken their own lives by committing suicide. Sometimes it is mentioned in the news as well that there was a person who got married, and due to his spouse leaving him, due to the separation that he could not bear, he went into the room and he hung himself to death. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this is something for us to think, that it's not about age. If you go to the news, you will understand that minor children or teenage children at the age of 14, at the age of 16, even at the age of 10 have did such acts. And what is going through their parents? What is going through the heart of their parents? What feelings and what thoughts are running through their minds? It is something for us to think. And today, for those who are watching this silsila, if any of these thoughts have come to your mind due to the difficulties, due to the trials and tribulations of this dunya, whereas you have given up and you have no hope, you have no one to turn to, you don't know what to do, then bear in mind that suicide is not a true belief. It is not the end. It is not a thing which you think will take you out of your difficulties. Allahu Akbar. Those who commit suicide are probably of the viewpoint that it would bring an end to all their problems. But the scholars and the ulama have mentioned, instead of providing any relief, it invokes the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal for them. By Allah Azza wa Jal, the torment for suicide would not be tolerable. One cannot tolerate, one would not be able to bear the punishment for committing suicide. Humko sochna chahiye. We should think and understand these points, because all these are the tricks and by the waswasa of shaitan. Shaitan who would whisper and put this bad thought into your mind. There are many people who cry out their feelings, for they feel that there is no one out there to hear to them. And out of depression, out of stress, one cannot pay his debts back. The debtors are calling him. He doesn't know where to turn to. And he thinks by doing this, all my stress will come to an end. Allahu Akbar. But what about the punishment which is set out for that person who committed suicide? The person who committed suicide because of marriage thought to himself he cannot bear the separation of his spouse, so therefore he ended his life in this way. But he did not think, or she did not think, about the consequences of the hereafter. There are many ahadith, there are many narrations for us to look into, to ponder over them, And in our society, in our family, if there is anybody who is going through these trials and tribulations, you should be a form of comfort to them. You should be a medium and the means of sorting out their problems. Try to intervene, try to console them, and try to make them understand, because most of the people who go through depression, for those people who go through this mental torture, feel that this is the only solution. So in most cases, when you would study Dear Views and Lessons of Any Channel, people who go through this, they suffer these problems which I have mentioned. But now, let us listen to some Madani pools. Let us listen to some hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated in one hadith, one who commits suicide will be tormented with the same tool with which he killed himself. Allahu Akbar. Ponder over this, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Hazrat Sayyiduna Thabit bin Dahak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the comforter of the grieved hearts, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, whoever killed himself with a weapon, he will be tormented with the same weapon of iron in the hellfire. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, he who throttled himself shall keep on throttling himself in the hellfire. And he who stabbed himself shall keep on stabbing himself in the hellfire. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is mentioned to this extent that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, whoever committed suicide by throwing himself down from a mountain, as we are reading in the news, we do hear, we do see of people jumping off tall buildings, people jumping off cliffs and mountains just to take away their lives, just to die. They commit this grave sin by committing suicide. They should ponder over this. In fact, as family members, if this cruel thought comes to our mind, then remind ourselves of this hadith and narration of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever committed suicide by throwing himself down from a mountain, he will be in the hellfire, throwing himself down therein forever and ever. And whoever committed suicide by taking poison, he will be sipping in the fire of hell. He will be sipping the same poison in the hellfire forever and ever. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we heard about the narration that if one had taken his life with a weapon, whether an iron, whether a knife, or the one who had taken poison, or the one who jumps from a building or from a mountain, this will be repeatedly done in the hereafter, in the hellfire. The ulama and the scholars have mentioned that forever and ever actually refers to a very long period. Indeed, till that period will end, Allah Azza wa Jal knows best when that period will end, how it will end. But at the end of the day, one should not think that he will be able to tolerate the punishment of the hereafter. It is not simple, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. So calamities are there, problems are there, issues are there. There are many hurdles and obstacles on one's path. Daily, from morning to evening, we are struggling. We are working hard. We are trying to make ends meet. Perhaps we have a huge family. We are trying to provide for them. But people who go through this mental torture from morning to evening, that they can't find a proper job, Allahu Akbar. It is difficult. It is hard. Indeed, or for some people who have many, many aims and objectives, people that have goals in life which they are unable to achieve, we should remind ourselves, because in this silsila, we are providing remedies. We are providing solutions for these issues and problems in our society. Allahu Akbar. Very sadly, I should mention this, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, ki ye din badin badhta ja raha hai. Day by day, the numbers of this cruel act is only increasing, and it is not decreasing in our society. Youngsters, youth, even elderly people are going through this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadqa of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, forgives our major and minor sins. So bear in mind, if ma'adallah, one ever attempts to kill himself out of intense frustration as I'm mentioning that it is due to the frustration. There is a limit to everything. And when an insan, when a human being reaches the limit, when he passes those limits due to frustration and anger, he should take a lesson from the warnings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, one should be patient. Now, this is the Madani pool which I want to relate to you, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, why should we have so much of hopes? Why should we have so much of, you know, so much of love and connection and aims in this dunya for this materialistic world? It is only when the love enters the heart and when one does not achieve what he is actually running behind, then he goes through this oppression, he goes through this frustration because of not gaining what he wants. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that the world is a prison cell for a believer and a paradise, Jannah, for those who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, let's leave all those wishes aside. Let's try and focus on those points, how we can rectify ourselves. Somebody whose business went down, indeed a very big loss. Somebody who lost his family, indeed a bigger loss. Somebody who has health related issues, maybe suffering with cancer and other illnesses, indeed this is also a loss. But the depression and the stress that one goes through, the solution for that stress, the solution for that problem is not this, that one should think, I would end my life. That is not the solution, dear viewers, and this is the Madani channel. So at the end of the day, we should focus on this, as our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, live in this dunya as a prisoner lives in the jail. As a prisoner, a person lives in the cell, for there are not many wishes he could make. He is restricted from going out. He is restricted from doing business. He is restricted from eating what he wants to eat, from sleeping the way he sleeps, from roaming around, wandering around, doing the normal daily activities a normal free person would do. Aqba sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the perfect role model, teaches us that if we are reciting the kalima, if we are following the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then how we should incline ourselves to the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to the teachings of our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Live in this dunya, do your business, do your daily activities, focus on those points which you focus on a daily basis, but as a prisoner, Allahu Akbar. Don't connect your heart to this world. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, these are the thoughts which could perhaps change the mindset, change the way we think. Allah Azza wa Jal makes a Muslim suffer mysteries in order to eradicate their sins and elevate their rank. To this extent that the ulama mentioned, the ulama ikram have mentioned through many other ahadith, that it is not even the prick of a thorn. That even if a thorn had to prick a believer, in exchange of that as a recompensation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins. Allahu Akbar. Look at Islam. Look at this beautiful religion, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. So the thing is that we need to observe patience, sabr, which is something which is extremely difficult these days. It is something which we fail to have due to being connected to the dunya. It is something which is very difficult for a person to have, and that is called sabr, patience. The calamity comes, the problem would come, but one cannot make sabr. One cannot make patience. He does not have patience. And due to this, meaning due to being impatient, one is put through trials and tribulations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And we will surely test you with some fear and hunger, and with the wealth and lives and crops, and give glad tidings to those who patiently endure. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as the famous commentator of the Holy Quran, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has mentioned in his famous commentary of the Holy Quran, Khazainul Irfan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you by giving you wealth, perhaps taking it away. He will give you a good health, and that too will be taken away. If you study the history of Islam, you will study the seerah of many other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, our pious elders, our pious saints and pious predecessors in Islam, you will find in their lives, daily they would sacrifice, they would give qurbani. They will make sabr, they will have patience upon this. They will be inflicted with such big calamities that when you would read the history, tears will be flooded in your eyes. But they would overcome that with sabr and patience. Sabr and patience. These days here, when we are inflicted with little difficulties, we cannot wait for the problem to go away. Hamara sabr toot jata hai. Hum sabr na kar paate hain. And due to this, we are suffering in problems. Due to this, we have anger problem. We start to retaliate. We start to fight. To this extent, astaghfirullah, ma'adallah, azza wa jal. Some people even start to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, questioning our Rabb. We start to lose faith, and we have confidence and faith only in the means of the dunya. Our trust is only in the things which are never going to last forever. Our yaqeen, our trust, our confidence is not in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal says, those who say when calamity befalls them, indeed we belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, and indeed it is to Him we are to return. These are the people, upon those are the blessings of their Rabb and mercy. And it is they who are on the right path. Subhanallah, subhanallah. If you lost your awlad, you lost your children, you lost something very important in your life, you should say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Subhanallah, because Allah Azza wa Jal then gives glad tidings to those people who say this. It is they who are on the right path. So, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, why we have reached this situation in our lives? How can we overcome this problem? Allahu Akbar. Always remember that impatience cannot avert misfortune. If there is a calamity there, and by not having sabr, if you want to haste and you want to rush towards finding a solution to that, that will put you through more difficulties, perhaps more problems. So it is for this reason we should try and find proper solutions. Allah Azza wa Jal launches miseries and trials. So whoever observes impatience in the moments of miseries and utters discourteous, reckless comments or commits suicide in frustration, Ma'azallah Azza wa Jal, after having failed badly in the trial, entangles himself in troubles a billion times more severe in intensity than those worldly tribulations. Look, the ulama have explained that for a temporary solution, a person had taken his life, thinking that for now my life will end. But he never thought about that punishment which is to come in the akhirah. What will happen to him then? What will happen in the hereafter? How will he then face his Rabb? How will he then answer for the things that he have did and committed in the dunya? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Shaykh Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had replied that the miseries actually multiply. Yes. How is that possible? He stated, affliction initially is single, but when the afflicted person grows impatient and yells out in pain, the adversity, instead of one, turns into two. Allahu Akbar. Because first he is worried about that one problem. He is worried about that current issue that he has. And now, because of being impatient, more trials and tribulations will come to him. Because he might do the wrong thing, he might take the wrong decision. Allahu Akbar. It also means that in the beginning, some loss due to the troubles was limited. Some troubles were limited only due to the world. But the loss of the eternal reward in the hereafter is greater one than the caused by impatience. The loss which is to come in the after is far greater than the loss of the dunya. Because this dunya is temporary, dear viewers, and this is on Madani channel. Focus on the ahadith which I have mentioned. Let's listen to some narrations for those people who have sabr, for those people who observe patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to have sabr and patience, dear viewers, and listen on Madani channel. It is narrated in a hadith, whoever observes patience on a calamity until it is returned, observing patience, Allah Azza wa Jal will write 300 degrees for him. Now you must be wondering, ye 300 degree hai kya? What is 300 degree? Listen attentively, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. It is mentioned that the distance between each degree will be equal to the distance between the earth and the sky. Allahu Akbar. The reward of 300 degrees will be given to that person who makes sabr upon the problem that he faced in the dunya. And what is the definition of this degree? The scholars have mentioned that the distance between the degree, in light of the hadith, have mentioned that the distance between each degree is between the sky and the earth. The distance which is between the earth and the sky. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our major and minor sins. Hujjatul Islam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, if you really believe in Allah azza wa jal as glorious, the true sign of this is that you do not complain when fall sick. Yes, our problem is this, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. These are some leading factors to committing suicide. We complain our problem. We want the whole world to know of our issues, our personal problems. Astaghfirullah. It is through the waswasa and through the whispers of shaitan at times these ideas come to mind. People actually write down their problems and put on the social media. People actually reading about their problems. Whose house has broken, who left who, whose business went down. And then people start to comment upon that. Those comments could also cause grief and pain to one's heart. So when a calamity comes, when a problem comes to a person, having sabr is the key factor, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Chalo, let's listen to our saintly ancestors, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, how they would become so engrossed in the expected reward in the face of adversity that they would not even care about the adversity itself. They would not even care about the taklif and the pain at all. They would only worry and ponder upon the reward which is to be given in the akhirah. Allah Allah. It has been narrated that once Sheikh Fateh Malli's wife, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, she fell so hard that her blessed nail was damaged. Now this is something which is nothing difficult to believe. As she was walking and she tripped, she fell, due to which her nail was damaged. However, instead of moaning with pain, you know, showing taklif and the expressions on her face, she began to laugh. Someone asked her, is your wound not hurting? Are you not facing any pain, any taklif? Why are you laughing upon this? Your nail is broken, you are damaged, you are hurt. Are you not feeling any pain? Allahu Akbar. This is the answer of those who ponder and worry about the Akhirah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. She replied. She stated, I was so engrossed in the anticipation of the reward for patience. I was so concerned about the reward which would be given to me just for making sabr that I could not even realize the pain of the wound. Allahu Akbar. I forgot about the pain of this wound because I was thinking, I was wondering, I was pondering upon the reward of making sabr and patience. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Aur hame kya ho jata hai? What happens to us? Little bit flu, little bit headache. Our nose is running. Our head is paining. We have some difficulties in our physical body. For the day, for that moment, we start to express this, we relate this, we tell this to others. And remember, the ulama ikram have mentioned, there is a great excellence in hiding one's calamities. Yes. There is something for us to jot down, to memorize, to remember this, Madani pool, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, ki hum logo se kyun kahe? Allahu Akbar. Why should we complain about this? Allah Azza wa Jal is well aware. He is aware of everything that we are going through. Through every difficulty and every calamity that we are faced by. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Sultan in Medina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever suffered a calamity in his wealth or health, and he concealed it and did not disclose it to the people. Allah, Allah, what is the reward for that? What is the reward and the prize for that? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it is owed by Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive him. Allah, 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 Allah. It is owed by Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive that person who concealed his calamity. He did not tell his taklif to anybody. Now, there are different types of calamities and problems. There are some problems, dear viewers, and this on Madani channel, which we should tell, which we should relate. If there's something which we have kept in your heart and you need to express this to somebody with the intention of finding a solution for it, you should go for it. Do not bottle it. Do not hold it in. And then a time comes when you burst out and then there is no solution for that. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, instead of looking at the intensity and of the miseries, one should ponder regarding the reward of the afterlife, which will become due for the miseries. The reward is there, and that reward is for the taklif and for the calamities which one suffered in the dunya. Then it will be easy to observe patience, and if we succeed in doing so, we shall receive such an immense amount of reward on the day of judgment that people after witnessing this will start to show emulation, inshallah azza wa jal. The mercy of the universe, the peace of our heart and mind, the Sultan of Medina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith regarding what I am just telling you, dear viewers on this Madani channel. On the day of judgment, when the ones who were afflicted with sickness and calamities will be rewarded, on the day of judgment, when those people will be given the thawab and the reward, which people? Those people who made sabr, those people who may had patience upon the taklif and the calamities in the dunya, when they will be rewarded, the comforted souls, meaning the ones who never went through any taklif, the ones who never suffered any huge calamity as that, they will wish that if only their flesh would have been cut with scissors in the dunya. They would make this tamanna. They would make this wish that if only our wounds, our flesh was cut with a scissors. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hazrat Shaykh Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whilst explaining the phrase that their flesh would be cut with scissors, their flesh would have been cut, meaning those people on the day of judgment that will make this wish, they will desire that kash in the dunya, their flesh would have been cut so that they could have made sabr upon them, upon the calamity. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that they would make this tamanna in the akhirah, in the hereafter, that if only they was also afflicted with some calamity and some taklif. To this extent, like they would have went for some operation and they would be cut with a scissors, and thereafter they would make sabr, they will have patience upon that calamity, so that they would also be rewarded equally to those who made sabr upon their calamity. Allah, Allah, Allah. Kya baat hai Madine ki, dear viewers and listeners of Madine channel. It is mentioned, Amir Ahl Sunnat had said so beautifully in his poetry, مال و دولت بھی مجھ کو تو کسرت نہ دے, تاج و تخت شاہی اور حکومت نہ دے, مجھ کو دنیا میں بے شک شہرت نہ دے, تجھ سے عطار تیرا طلبگار ہے. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we should not wish for the wealth of the dunya. We should not wish for the state. We should not wish to be rulers of the dunya. We should not wish for anything which is to last for a temporary moment. Everything in this world will come to an end. And the only thing that will go with us in the hereafter is not our family, not our wealth, not that which we have earned. We have heard this over and again, and today once again, I am repeating this, that the only thing that will go with us is our amal, our deeds, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Let's listen to another hadith regarding having sabr, inshallah, as we have just few moments left, dear viewers, and this is Madani channel, inshallah, azza wa jal. And the whole theme and idea is that if we understand the reasons for committing suicide, because as I mentioned earlier on, that the factors are a stress, frustration, and the way we think, the stress that we go through, the calamities that we go through. So therefore, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if we could just adopt sabr, that sabr and that patience for which we have, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, could change the way you think. Subhanallah. It is narrated that a saint, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, so Sayyiduna Hassan alayhi rahmatul rahman, in his dream, after 1 year of his demise, this was a great personality, Hazrat Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala. So therefore the saint asked him, which graves are more illuminated? Shaykh Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, the graves of those who suffered calamities in the world and they had sabr, they had patience. Allah Allah. Meaning, even in the qabr, your grave and your qabr will become illuminated because of having sabr and patience in the dunya. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How many other narrations are there, dear viewers, and this is the Madani channel. The graves of those who suffered adversities in the world will be illuminated and they will be rewarded with an abode in paradise. O seekers of paradise, O those who want to go to Jannah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Maintain this hadith in your mind, in which the Sultan of Medina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam informs us, hell is covered under carnal desires. Yes, hell, Jahannam, is covered under carnal desires, whilst paradise is covered with hardships. Paradise is covered by hardships. So even the ulama ikram have explained this by saying that, you know, committing sins, committing gunas in the dunya, there are so many temptations out there. One chases for love, somebody is hungry and thirsty for this. Pyar, somebody wants attention. Somebody feels that drinking alcohol will be the solution. Somebody feels that committing suicide will be the solution. Allah, Allah, Allah. Even though it seems as a solution, but this path, this tariqah, this way is leading only to Jahannam. And indeed, the path of paradise, which is covered by hardships, one has to refrain from committing sins. One has to refrain from making badgumani, bad assumptions, from speaking lies, from tale-telling. From accusing, from bad assumptions, from womanizing, from gambling, from drinking and consuming alcohol. All these things may seem difficult because it's easy to do it. But if one abstains from it, Nabiya Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that you would make ibadat, you should worship, you should try hard in order to achieve Jannat, because that is covered by hardships. So therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, at the end, we should always understand that we have one destination, we have a maqsad in this dunya, we have a purpose in our life, and that is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal, and abstain from committing sins. And therefore, the theme of the silsila, remedies for the evil of society, as we discussed today, that many calamities, many problems are there, and they will always be there. We need to know how we could overcome them, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So there are many books on the website of Da'wat-e-Islami. If you go on www.da'watislami.net, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will find many books published by Maktabatul Madina of Da'wat-e-Islami, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, which will help you to understand the subject, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We make dua in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our major and minor sins. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all our lawful wishes. And whoever you are, wherever you are, always remember the missionary statement of Da'wat-e-Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Show me the right path, oh Allah. Show me the right path.